Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
My good friend and colleague and co-host Malcolm Holdline, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, we're very pleased to welcome our colleague Yaakov Lapin, who is the Strategic Affairs Analyst at JNS at the Miriam Institute, the Alma Center, and helps. You can follow him at his Strategic Assessment Patreon website. Right now we're going to the news fog of war, that the IDF is taking control of the Philadelphia route. That's Philadelphia without the A at the end. It is sand, about 100, 150 yards wide. I rode it once with the Golani Brigade. It was at once fortified against attacks by Rafah during the many years of Hamas domination of the Gaza Strip. Now it is said to be under the control of the IDF, who are patrolling it. It's an international border. The other side of the wall is Egypt. There are also said to be tunnels, many tunnels discovered. In fact, it's metaphorically been described to me as a highway of tunnels. Yaakov, a very good evening to you. Correct me if I have my headlines wrong, but we're looking at something must be done about Egypt turning a blind eye or cooperating with those tunnels. Is the conversation underway? Good evening to you, Yaakov.
Good evening. Absolutely. Look, there are only two possible explanations for why an estimated 50 tunnels were running and active underneath that Philadelphia corridor linking Sinai in Egypt to Rafah in southern Gaza. It's either going to be Egyptian incompetence, or there's going to be some sort of financial incentive, bribery, some sort of unofficial tax for lots and lots of goods. It wasn't only weapons that was smuggled under those under that border. It was also a whole host of goods on the black market, which everybody profited from, not least of which Hamas. So that conversation, my assumption, is happening behind closed doors. Israel doesn't have an interest in embarrassing Egypt publicly, especially not now when relations are in any case strained. But behind closed doors, I believe that there's a very different kind of conversation happening about the existence of those tunnels.
Malcolm?
And do Egyptian authorities feel pressure about the smuggling operations that have been uncovered, the huge amounts, and people talk in really superlatives about how much money Egyptian military and other officials were making from the smuggling and tunnels through which you could drive buses, not just cars. What is the longer term implication? How significant is the unwillingness to further alienate Egypt going to limit Israel's ability, now that they've taken the Philadelphia route, to extend the impact of that?
So, look, there are two levels of looking at this, I think. In terms of diplomatic relations, there is a crisis of confidence here. Egypt should have finished the job which Sisi began. Egyptian President Sisi began after he overthrew Morsi and began destroying most of the tunnels that were linking Sinai and Rafah. And he had every interest in doing that because the enemy of the Egyptian government is the Muslim Brotherhood, and Hamas is the Palestinian branch of the Muslim Brotherhood. But something stopped the Egyptians from finishing the job. Those 50 tunnels were extremely destructive for everybody's security, including Egypt's, by the way, because there's a whole host of jihadists running around Sinai as well, and they have a lot of interest in getting into Gaza. So that is going to be a quiet crisis. I think the U.S. government will be key here in mediating this. It's just that Israel, I think, is so busy with other things that it's going to drop this down in list of priorities. The strategic and operational achievements of seizing the Philadelphia corridor and locating so far, according to the IDF, more than 20 of these tunnels, 20 out of 50, is extremely important. And this is actually very good news. One of the main goals of this war was taking control of that border, because this is really the oxygen link that Hamas has with the outside world. This is how Iran can get weapons into Gaza, funnel all kinds of cash, personnel. Hamas can smuggle personnel out of Gaza for training, for contacts. Now that this is sealed off, Hamas is trapped inside the Gaza Strip. And this is going to turn with time into a major operational advantage for the IDF.
Yaakov, the KIA of an Egyptian soldier the other day, was that friendly mm-hmm. fire? Was that challenged by the two armies? How do we explain that? How is it not going to happen again?
So the way I understand this event is that it was very likely a rogue Egyptian soldier acting out on incitement, which is through the roof right now in Egypt, anti-Israel incitement. And a lot of Islamist ideology is also being spread in Egypt. And the problem is that we just don't know which of the Egyptian soldiers and the border police officers are prone to that. And, you know, the Israeli forces literally cannot turn their back on the Egyptians. Now, this has happened before. I'll just remind the listeners, in June of 23, there was an Egyptian border police officer infiltrated. Southern Israel killed three IDF personnel before he was shot dead. So there are no guarantees that this won't happen again. This is a serious problem. The Egyptian authorities try to cover it up and try to sweep it under the rug. They are deeply embarrassed by this, because they do have a strategic interest in cooperating with Israel. But every once in a while, we get these rogue members of their security forces acting out on the widespread incitement. And so what the Egyptian authorities need to do is to start clamping down on that incitement. And so far, we have seen no evidence that they're willing to do that, because it's convenient for them to let that incitement go on. It's kind of like a pressure valve. They are very concerned about being tagged as collaborators with Israel. As I've said earlier, they have the Muslim Brotherhood active in Egypt. So this is a dangerous game that the authorities there are playing, and it's in their own interest to clamp down on that incitement.
Malcolm?
One aspect of this has been Egypt's holding up the aid. Now we see the collapse of the $320 million pier that we, United States, undertook to build on the border of Gaza. How do you see the aid situation now? The backups, the false accusations about when 300,000 trucks have gone in. Do you see any rectification of this?
Right. So I think there are two things going on here. First of all, in terms of aid, there are multiple points of access into the Gaza Strip. Israel has opened up several new crossings, including in northern Gaza. And the trucks are continuing to go in, even as Egypt was temporarily keeping Rafah shut. It's now open because of American pressure. And the pier, even before this pier became operational, there was massive quantities, hundreds of thousands of tons of aid had already entered the Gaza Strip even before the pier began operating. The problem is, what happens to that aid once it enters Gaza? And that's something that no pier can solve, because once it's in Gaza, what's left of Hamas, these terror cells that are still active, divert, hijack the trucks, and take the aid for themselves, and the excess they sell on the Gaza black market at extortionate prices. And that creates a huge crisis. And so when the international aid agencies say, oh, there's still a crisis going on, they're right, but they're wrong about who's responsible for that crisis. It's Hamas that is preventing the aid that has already entered Gaza from reaching its intended address, which is the Gazan civilians. That has been a chronic problem for months. And personally, I see no option for dealing with that problem other than a temporary Israeli military administration in the Gaza Strip, which would be able to take control of those aid deliveries. I think every other option is simply unrealistic, won't work. We know that the Israeli defense establishment is not thrilled about this idea. But personally, as somebody who's been analyzing the situation for a long time, I don't see any other way. If we want to be serious about solving the aid problem, that's the only way I see of solving it.
Yaakov Levin, Malcolm Conline, I'm John Bannon.
truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.